Grandma could cry at the drop of a hat, as Dad once put it. She would have made a wonderful actress, as they have to cry a lot. Grandma could even cry when she was laughing, kind of like a half cry, half laugh. And cry is exactly what she did whenever the topic of Aunt Cornelia in far-off Nebraska came up. It made my mother sad, too, so when I was 10 years old, she did something unheard of for a woman of that time. She put my grandmother, my sister, and me in our old jalopy and drove 1,000 miles, halfway across the country, to Omaha, Nebraska, without a man. Before we left, my father went over old Bessie with a fine-tooth comb and pronounced her roadworthy. Mom left Dad enough meals to feed our whole congregation while we were gone. Janet sat on the front seat beside our mother with a big map spread across her lap, while I sat on the back seat beside Grandma Daisy. I kept my eyes peeled for cowboys and wild horses as we crept westward through dozens of small towns that all looked the same. There were no golden arches or smartphones in 1948. We shopped at grocery stores and treated ourselves to the occasional gourmet meal at Woolworth lunch counters. After lunch, we gave Mom back massages, and sometimes she took a short nap. We stopped driving well before dark and spent nights in tourist homes, where I saw endless fields of corn and wheat in my sleep. Mom called Dad every night on payphones. Seatbelts, like efficient interstate highways and budget motels, were things of the future. The afternoon Mom drove onto a deeply rutted shoulder, my head hit the roof, and Grandma bounced off the back seat onto the floor. When the car came to a stop, we all giggled, and my grandmother launched into a story about the day her father's horse bolted, and she and Malcolm were thrown to the carriage floor. On the fourth day, we arrived in Omaha. Grandma and Mom and Aunt Neely talked and laughed nonstop, while Janet and I got acquainted with our 2-year-old cousin. There were games and puzzles and drives to my uncle's family farm, where there was corn and wheat and big farm machinery, but not one horse. As planned, a week into our visit, my father took a train to Omaha to reclaim his family. My mom was so giddy, you'd have thought she was 16 and getting ready for her first date. As we left the